This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm here in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you for a while today, until around 1 o'clock, if you'd like to get in touch. We're asking you, what meals or treats did you enjoy most from your school canteen and why? Thankfully, I can talk about my school canteen in England as well. It's not just Malaysian canteens, but obviously you're all here in Malaysia, so it will be. Anyway, it's Tuesday, the 27th of July, 12:05, coming up to 12:06. Grotty, gloomy day outside, not so shiny. And I think there's going to be some rain a little bit later on, Chris. What do you reckon?
I kind of hope there's some rain later on. It's been very warm recently.
It's been ridiculously warm lately, even though apparently we're not in a heat wave, according to some people. But anyway, if you'd like to get in touch with the show today, get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Lead story, then, is about that. And the reason we're asking that is because no one's waiting for the recess bell more than the school canteen operators around the country, and some 30% of government school canteen operators have reportedly already called it quits. We'll be talking about that as a lead story. Then we're talking about...
We are talking about how the MYCC is monitoring food delivery platforms.
And we'll be wrapping up how we're not free from EMCOs just yet. Anyway, on with that first story then. According to the NST, some 10,000 school canteen operators across the country have been facing uncertainties ever since the pandemic hit last year and schools had to undergo extended closures. And so when the one-off 1,000 ringgit assistance for school canteen operators were announced by the PM government at the end of the end of June, it served as a lifeline to some of them to help sustain their livelihoods. The Prime Minister announced a one-off financial assistance of 1,000 ringgit for all registered canteen operators as part of the Pumule aid package. And on July 4th, the Education Ministry said it would grant rental exemptions to school canteen operators for 6 months from July to December of this year.
Yes, so the announcement was welcomed by the Association of School Canteen Operators as the amount would help its members, especially those in need. They released a statement saying, "We have not been earning anything since the pandemic started, which forced some of us to look for alternatives such as doing e-hailing services or selling home-cooked food. We are surviving on our savings and that is depleting day by day. We were happy when schools reopened briefly for a period last year, but we still shouldered 70 to 80% losses in that time. When the Pumule assistance was announced, we were happy to know that the government was looking into our plight." Now, this was the second assistance given to school canteen operators, as they also received 1,500 ringgit in assistance from the Education Ministry last year.
Now, it's understood that the one-off assistance under Pumule will also be dispersed by the Education Ministry to registered school canteen operators. And this couldn't have come at a better time, as reports say some 30% of government school canteen operators have called it quits, whilst many others are struggling to stay afloat due to the loss of income.
Yes, a school canteen operator in the Klang Valley, Chris Chin, whom we'll have on the line with us in just a few minutes, said that every cent will help operators during times like these. He said that they said it has been a difficult time for operators in the past 2 years with the school closures. What makes matters worse is, despite the uncertainty, operators have to be ready to operate as soon as schools reopen. When schools are told to close immediately, we're left with too much stock of perishables and essential goods, and all these have short expiry dates. We end up disposing of everything and incurring heavy losses. At times like these, every cent counts, even 1,000 ringgit. We can at least pay our utility bills, such as electricity, work permits, pest control and maintenance of the premises.
Yeah, and another dark cloud that seems to be kind of hanging over the heads is the issue of contract renewals. Operators are hoping the Education Ministry will consider an automatic contract renewal system for those whose contracts will end this year. And this is because they've stayed closed for most of this year, and operators feel it's unfair if their contracts are terminated as they've not been able to make any income since the pandemic hit. Now, you know, a few things. If you're told, like we've just read there, that the schools are closed from tomorrow, you've got all of that stuff stuck doing nothing. But then again, if you're also told, oh, we're opening schools tomorrow, there's this mad rush for all of the stuff that you need to get out for meals.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just causing chaos everywhere.
I absolutely cannot even imagine. And I mean, what do you do in either case, right? I mean, in the case of all the wasted, you know, food, the most you could maybe do is, you know, repurpose it to sell in some other capacity. But that the turnaround has to be so quick.
Yeah.
And then with the orders, like, I'm sure there have been, you know, delayed orders and stuff when the few moments when schools have been reopened, right? Like you said, the massive, like, rush is going to overwhelm the suppliers as well as the canteen operators. Like, it's also one of those things that I honestly didn't really think about when I thought about schools closing. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of experience with Malaysian school canteen specifically because I moved away when I was quite young. I do have a little tiny, tiny bit of context with that. But it's still, like, thinking about it, it is a lot of, like, food that is going to expire very quickly. So,
yeah. I mean, and to be fair, I suppose I'm a little bit unfamiliar with it. I didn't realize it was all contract work either.
Yeah.
You know,
I kind of thought they just came with the school.
Me too. You know, and I've learned something today as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I thought too. I didn't realize it was people in some way. It's almost like gig work, I guess. You know, it's the same kind of thing. But we've been here, this idea of people losing all of their savings because, you know, you think you've got a job for set up for life. You know,
yeah.
People are going to school every day. You know, and you assume that it's going to be there
people
forever.
People need to eat at school.
And people always need to eat at school. And we've heard stories of how operators have had to sell food packs to neighbours to overcome financial constraints as they've already spent on items meant to be sold or cooked into the canteen. Supportive parents continued ordering packed food from some of these operators for their children whilst they're being homeschooled on one thing or another. Really, you know, heartwarming kind of little stories. But, you know, with that in mind, we want to kind of keep this... I don't know. I guess this nostalgia, this heartwarming discussion going.
Yeah.
And talk about some of the foods that you enjoyed whilst you were at school. Although we've had a couple of tweets and a couple of messages saying how some of the food at some of the schools is not as healthy as it could be. We know that.
Yeah.
But that's kind of not what we're focusing on today. Mm-hmm. You know, we're focusing more on...
On the memories.
On the memories.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, I've got some good memories of some of the meals I ate at school.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what yours are. You know, what meals or treats did you enjoy the most from your school canteen and why? Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Let's have some music from Incubus with Are You In? And then when we come back, we'll be hearing from, what was his name? Chris Chan, a school canteen operator here in the Klang Valley. We'll be right back here on BFM 89.9.
Burgers from Mamas. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with...
Christine Wong.
We're asking you today, what meals or treats did you enjoy most from your school canteen and why? We're not just talking about this because it's lunchtime and we're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about it to highlight some of the plight of the canteen operators, how around the country some 30% of government school canteen operators have reportedly already called it quits. So, you know, just share with us some of the favourite delicacies, favourite treats and meals that you've eaten whilst you're at the school. What have you got over there, Chris? So we have a couple of highlights before we get to Chris on the line.
Yes. So we've got, I love this username, Thortilla27,
nice.
Amazing, who says, curry pop soaked in roti jala curry. This one I actually entirely agree with because this is something that I actually remember from my schooling days as well. Nisya Maslan says, three nuggets stacked onto a wooden stick. Simple and saves time so I can have more playtime. You also forget to mention that they're neon orange for some unknown reason, but they're so good. And Muhammad Nazirul Hisham says, laksa, because that was the most tasteful thing my school canteen had ever made.
All right. I've got one from Elin over here on WhatsApp who says, a bowl of curry laksa at 10 cents per bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this was in the 1970s. It was always a treat because we had to bring food from home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what about you, Chris?
Well, the nuggets are...
The nuggets.
Are way up there, but also we got those fried fish sticks as well. The keropok lekor.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
We had these things that they called... They called them lamb cutlets. They weren't lamb cutlets.
Okay.
It was essentially lamb meat, and it was then coated in breadcrumbs and grilled, and it was delicious with just a little bit of mint sauce. And,
so basically a lamb nugget.
A lamb nugget.
That's
is essentially what it was. And, you know, as a kid, the most delicious thing ever.
Nuggets, I feel like, are a universal kid appeal thing.
Yeah, and then towards the end of my school years, things started getting a bit healthy. That's when they started bringing in all the healthier stuff. But anyway, enough about us for now. Let's talk with Chris Chin. He's a school canteen operator in the Klang Valley. Chris, what has the last year or so been like for canteen operators around the country? And what have been your biggest challenges?
Well, for last year, or in fact, for the past 2 years, we as canteen operators has been affected quite dearly. In fact, through this pandemic because of the consistent opening and closing of the school canteens, or in fact the schools, we end up not able to open and not able to sustain our business in the canteen. See, we are not like a normal retailer where we open 365 days a year. We are subject to school days. In average, it's only about 100 days of school days. That's our average operational period. So for past 2 years, we have not succeeded doing 100 days of school. And more difficult times are times like these where, because we are considered as the frontliners of the school. So the SOP will be more delicate and more sensitive for us because we cater for kids as young as 4 years old of age, up to about 17 years of age.
Right. And what kind of costs are involved for canteen operators during school closures?
During the cost of this school closure, of course, the cost of our team being in the school canteen operation management, we need a large team to operate and to cater for students as much as 500 to 1,000 packs a day. So, of course, the cost, the main cost of our overheads will be the staff salaries. That's still ongoing because, well, with the inconsistent opening and closing, we don't know when the school is going to open again. So, therefore, we need to have the team ready when the school opens. That's why, well, we're still paying our salaries, our payroll is still ongoing. The other thing that we faced during the closure was also our overstocks, whereby, well, if you remember the last time when school closed, it was quite sudden. So stocks were already piled up and most of it are perishable items. It won't last. The expiry dates were very, very close. And well, basically we had to dispose them and that created a deeper pocket in our losses. The other thing is during the school closures, of course, the property still needs to be maintained. Cleaning has to be done. Pest control has to be done because nobody is in the kitchen at that time. Utilities are still ongoing. Our refrigerators, our freezers, places where we keep all our stocks, frozen items, still ongoing. Utilities are still ongoing. So during these times, during the school closures, well, we couldn't do much because as school canteen operators, we are exclusively signed to only be an exclusive caterer to the schools. So therefore, we cannot do external businesses such as online ordering and stuff like that. So basically, we were left with no other choices but just to close.
And Chris, what kind of assistance have canteen operators received over the course of the pandemic?
I understand that the government has announced quite a bit of incentives towards the school canteen operators. Now, I would like to also let you know that there's a fine line between government school canteen operators and private school canteen operators. We are the private school canteen operators. Therefore, most of the subsidies do not apply to us. Just for instance, like the auto-renewal of contracts that the government gave for government school canteens to extend their contract until next year. Where for private school canteens, we are not obligated with the government. It's mainly through the school management. So that's one thing.
And the government recently announced the rental exemptions for the rest of the year. How have operators coped for the first 6 months with school sessions being on and off?
Well, we are fortunate enough that we have Prihatin school management, or in that case, our landlords, that have given us rental exception throughout the year, actually. So I thank them. For us private canteen operators, the rental for school canteens can go up to about 5,000 ringgit a month. It's a very high cost. I was even approached by a school once that if I would like to renew my contract, I would have to give a certain percentage commission to the school management. And this is during the pandemic period.
So I understand. I understand operators are also concerned about when schools are allowed to reopen. When is it? Why is this?
Well, I think that we're concerned about when suddenly the school starts to reopen is that our team might not even come back because they've probably got a job somewhere else and we'll probably end up hiring foreign workers, which will also be a very difficult time right now because they are not allowed to come in to this country yet. But my plus side is government has got this Pomole hiring program, which we are looking into it to hire more locals into the industry. Yeah, of course, things will be different when the school opens and the school canteen starts to operate again. Things will be very different because you won't be getting back the large crowd of students, teachers coming to buy things in the canteen anymore. Parents will be more concerned of their kids' safety. Therefore, they will probably be bringing packed food from home, which ends up for us having lower sales in the canteen. Yes, and of course, the way we operate and manage a canteen has been different now. Things have starting to get online, payment, ordering system. So what we have been doing, proposing to schools to do a weekly meal plan, whereby you actually order your meals, you know, for the whole entire week. Yeah, and of course, preparation time for us as operators will be longer right now due to the limitation of people eating at the same time. So prep time will be longer than before.
Right. And Chris, finally, the recent article in the NSC claimed that some 30% of government school canteen operators have called it quits, while many others are struggling to stay afloat due to loss of income. What else can be done to help to keep these operators alive?
So my advice to private school management or even government school management to continue and support local and small business owners like us. In fact, most of us canteen operators are family-run businesses. That's how we keep our cost of our overheads lower, you know. Yes, and by doing so, we are still able to continue to give quality food to all the students. Maybe the private school management can adopt what the government initiatives are doing to renew or to auto-renew our contracts for as a private school operator. A big shout out to all the parents and students for the wonderful support that you've been giving us. By sending your kids to school, please don't forget us. Help us serve your kids the best by continuing to support us.
That was Chris Chin, a school canteen operator here in the Klang Valley. Thanks so much for talking to us, Chris. Let us know what you guys think and tell us what meals and treats did you enjoy the most from your school canteen and why. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. A message quickly from Maggie Best before we go to the break. Maggie says, I'm not crazy about fusion food, so I really miss the simple no-frills mi-hoon soup with fish cake slices and halved fish balls. To many, it would be bland, but the hot soup sure warms the tummy. Then I finish it with an orange ice lolly in between bits of Assam Boy.
Nice.
Delicious. Time for a break. Music from The Martinis with Free when we come back. An update from Bursa at break. And then moving on to our second story of the day. MyCC monitoring food delivery platform. That's all coming up after these messages here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.